This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's mind control. All right, we are racking your phone calls up right now. Just gave the number out about a minute ago. 877-789-2539 on this live March 23rd, Tuesday transmission. Rob, you just blew me away during the break. He said, hey, you know, he had that idea while we were in Connecticut taking care of some stuff. They go by Skull and Bones in Connecticut. We were there on 322. That's synchronicity. That's serendipity. That is crazy. We did not plan that. That was wild. We should have a big report out on that for you tomorrow or by Thursday. We got a big Florida interview I did a few weeks ago, but I've still been so busy I haven't put it out yet. Probably be airing that tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it's a big interview. So a lot of stuff coming up on the transmission. But right now, let me play this John Bound report because these are so good. We need to get these out, not just have them at Bandai Video, but to the full millions of listeners and viewers. If you want to share them, it's at Bandai Video. It's COVID vaccine propaganda rages on.
Bits of the truth concerning the wave of deaths due to the COVID vaccines, but no one dares to deeply dive for fear of social media tyranny and cancel culture. But you can't cancel a COVID vaccine nightmare that is just beginning. At least a dozen countries have pulled the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine after a rash of deaths across Europe related to blood clots. Denmark has just reported two cases of serious illness and one death as a result of the AstraZeneca vaccination.
Denmark was the first to do it. It was followed by Norway and Iceland. Ireland, the Netherlands, Romania, Bulgaria, and Thailand. All these countries have placed a temporary suspension on the AstraZeneca vaccine. Then we have countries like Austria, Estonia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Latvia, and Italy. These have suspended a specific batch of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Spain has delayed using this vaccine to inoculate people between 55 and 65 years of age. And just before we began this show, we got a flash from Berlin. Germany has now suspended the use of this shot as a quote-unquote precautionary measure.
More than 17 million people in the UK and Europe have now gotten the AstraZeneca vaccine. And the company says a total of 37 people developed blood clots as of last week. A few of those cases resulted in death.
But the European Union won't back down, as the AP reported. The European Union's drug regulator insisted that there is no indication the AstraZeneca vaccine causes blood clots. As governments around the world face the grimmest of dilemmas, push on with a vaccine known to save lives or suspend its use over reports of clotting in some recipients. Regardless, the public's patience has worn thin. Those 15 days to curb COVID have long since passed, and playing Russian roulette isn't what anyone signed up for.
What can an employer do if their employee does not want to get vaccinated?
Yeah, so they can fire them.
Meanwhile, Biden has announced that he will send a surplus of millions of the dangerous vaccine to Canada and Mexico.
This is a war, and you are the frontline troops.
President Biden and Vice President Harris praised CDC staffers on the same day the administration reached a key milestone ahead of schedule.
We just met my goal of administering 100 million shots.
And rather than calm the public's anxiety, fear-mongering takes center stage with warnings of COVID surges and variants to keep the pandemic hellscape alive.
But the country's top health experts acknowledge the challenges ahead, including an uptick in new cases, partly due to the new COVID variants.
It has been detected in 50 jurisdictions in the United States and likely accounts now for about 20 to 30% of the infections in this country. And that number is growing.
And if the children of America...
All right, the full report is on Infowars.com. When you hear, that's about a week old news, 37 died from blood clots. How about 37,000? It's always a small, minuscule number that actually get reported. The numbers of deaths from the mRNA vaccines are just off the charts. They're distracting off into AstraZeneca and off into some of the other not normal vaccines. They're virus vector vaccines. They're still very dangerous. Away from the gene therapy. This is a revolution of gene therapy to take over. And notice, oh, there's new variants. Oh, it's so scary. Oh, it's never going to end. It's never going to stop. They're announcing everywhere. It never ends. It's over. And then it comes the forced inoculations, the tracking, and all these little submissive sheep that get into it. You've got to warn everybody you know now. You've got to explain to them what's happening while we still have time. This is the takedown of the whole world economy. This is the controlled demolition of planet Earth. Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com, the huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb.
When you see the incredible abuse that third world populations and countries under authoritarianism put up with, it's hard to believe because we were in a free country compared to those nations. We had a much better record. But now the bottom has fallen out of the culture. And now you've got a super corrupt, decadent media, a super corrupt, decadent legal system, a super corrupt, decadent bureaucracy, and then a lot of the public that, again, is watching 5 hours of Netflix a day, whose children are watching even more TV or Internet, and people are just checked out. They're in a trance state, but behind the scenes, the globalists and big tech and the genetic engineers are just rolling out, oh, we've got synthetic embryos, and we're growing them up inside cows and harvesting their organs. Yeah, they're not human. They're just close to human. Told you decades ago that was already happening. And as we, by increment, get to the point where we don't stand up for ourselves and stand up for others and have a territorialistic attitude about defending humanity, well, then we're now prey animals. And so many an authoritarian has given a speech, many an authoritarian has written a note or a book saying that the essence of a tyranny is getting women on your side. It's not that women are bad. Women are half our species. They're great. But that's why 80% of advertising targets women, is because if you get the women on your side, you get everything on your side. Women make most of the purchases. Women make most of the household decisions because they're the ones that are interested in the nest, and they care. And when they see an outside group come in and say, surrender or we're going to kill everybody, most women roll over and submit. That's why if you study African slave trade, Roman slave trade, Babylonian slave trade, Chinese slave trade, Japanese, any of the slavery that's happened, when you went and took over a people, you would kill the men down to about age 12. And it was a really warlike group. You know, the Romans would kill Germans and Visigoths down to about age 9. And I've read the official letters of Caesar, and you know, they would just take them and kill them. And the women would instantly just get on their knees and say, whatever you need, just don't kill our young sons. And they say, will you tell your young son that he better put in good labor for us and do good work as our servant, or he's dead. And if one of your sons is bad, we'll kill half your sons. And if two of your sons is bad, we'll kill all of your sons. I mean, all this stuff we see unfolding has been done before. I remember, I don't know if it was Thomas Sowell or Walter Williams. It was one of those great black American philosophers that I remember on Rush Limbaugh like 23 years ago, something like that, reading, and I only found one article about it in his footnotes, and I found one mention of it in the book later, confirming it in a history book that was written over 100 years ago, so I know it was true. And he was reading a French translation from Latin from 2,000 years ago in the time of Caesar. And it was how, when they came and took over, and I already read this in history books, so I knew it was true, but I didn't know these parts. How when they would come and take over a village in what is Sweden today, or Germany, or France, France was Gaul, or whether it was the Ostrogoths that were in Austria, the Visigoths, which you get the word, the Vandals, because when they would come in, they'd blow everything up and burn it down. And he described how the French, with their transatlantic slave trade, buying black slaves from blacks, who ran slavery just like we did there, that they would put mainly men on the coffin ships, but they put some women and some children, but about 80% men. And then they would drive across the ocean, and normally, back then it was so bad that usually about 20% of your crew died going into Africa. They try to stay offshore. They thought it was vapors. They know it was mosquitoes biting that would give you fevers and malaria and things. So you'll read about how they try to keep their ships like a mile off. They thought vapors couldn't get out a mile or so. It was really the mosquitoes. Great history books on this. But a lot of times, sometimes whole crews would die. So it was really bad. But they would put the blacks down in the hole. They didn't want them to die. It was product. And then they would come across and sharks would follow because they didn't really feed them a lot. Sharks would follow them because the crew would mutiny if you gave the food to the blacks because they were starving to death. They'd usually been pressed. Pressing means slavery. Grabbed off some farm in England or France or the Netherlands, the lowlands as they were called. A press gang. Look up, guys, type in the history of press gangs. Not like media. They would hit you on the head. Again, usually below 13 because they knew older men would fight back. And you'd wake up. The Chinese have a name for it. It's called being shanghaied, where they grab Americans in San Francisco or L.A., hit us on the head, and take us to China, and you wake up on a slow boat to China. What are you going to do? You're down out of the boat. Chinese just kidnap you. So everybody does it. The boobies, really, are one of the oldest groups doing it. That doesn't mean a woman's breast. That's the name of the pirates, the Chinese pirates that were all over Southeast Asia, called the boobies. See, history's really interesting, but I'm going to take your calls here at the next segment. I thought I'd digress. And they described there in this Latin translation out of Roman, I guess to Latin, it's basically the same thing, into French, exactly how to do it. So the ship would pull up, and you'd usually have around a third of the people die. And the women they found were more hardy, so were the children. And you think men are more hardy, but they're not for disease and things. And then they get the women off. They'd ask why they could speak the local dialect to them. And they'd explain to them, if you don't do what we say, we're going to do this. They'd take a couple of the black men, and they'd hang them or cut their heads off right there. And then they'd tell the women, you keep things in line, or we're going to kill your children and the men. So they only brought some women and children when they wanted pure laborers. The Romans wanted to kill all the men, just bring boys and girls and women to be slaves. That was how, because these were domestic slaves mainly, not farming slaves. But if you wanted like a tractor, like a human to be your tractor or your mule, you didn't want women and you didn't want children, but you brought some so the men wouldn't rebel or you'd kill the women and children. But you tell the women, which becomes the house servant, and you see this today with Oprah Winfrey's literally the house slave keeping control of the blacks. And she knows it, by the way. She goes to eugenics things, hates blacks, wants to carry out their extermination. I mean, she's a monster creature. And so the house slaves were then produced by the black women being told, if you don't do this, we're going to kill your children and your men. And they'd kill some right in front of them. Then they'd get them up and sell them on the block. And I remember reading that essay about that and knowing it was accurate. So I'd read other history books that mentioned different parts of it. But it was just so interesting to watch modern feminism and what it is and how it works. I mean, I was at Yale. 70% of the students were women, which is the national average. About 70% of the people in college now are women. They were all very like, we're in charge, we're taking over. Yeah, right. And the men all look completely effeminate and like their soul had been sucked. They could be black. They could be white. They all look like they were on female hormones or something because they were all super skinny, but they all had female breasts and they were all cackling and acting like you would imagine women acting, but in a silly way, like a 10-year-old girl would act if she didn't like you, calling us names, doing things, yelling at us, A lot of folks came up and shook our hands, were listeners. They were the few that looked normal. Some were black, some were white, some were old, some were young. But you could just see the spirit on them. Their very cells were dying. And here they were in this big Gothic temple, in this big temple of death right there that set up the CIA and all of this. And here it is killing them, and they're defending it even though they don't even know what is inside of it. But guys, can we type in impressment? They're called press gangs. It's called naval impressment. Impressment. We want to show people. I'll do it on my phone. I got 45 seconds. I bet I can do it. Watch this. Naval impressment. Naval impressment. There it is. Impressment. Colloquial, the press, or the press gang, is the taking of men into the military and naval force by compulsion or without any notice. European natives of several nations were used or forced. And again, you'd be kidnapped, taken onto a ship. So I just thought I'd show you that. I don't just make any of this up. So we're going to shift gears into your phone calls with the takedown of the U.S., how to fight back, what we do, how we say no, and is there any hope? And yes, there will be hope. I'll explain it in my view, I promise, in just a few minutes on the other side. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. Tomorrow's news today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Some would make him king.
Some would make him king.
Others wouldn't stand for that.
Couldn't stand for that.
The cross was a solution.
Was a solution.
But he rose again.
But he rose again.
Wise men follow him.
Wise men follow him. But he rose again.
Wise men follow him.
Wise men follow him.
Thank God for the renegades. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Everybody's calling in on every subject you can imagine. Biden collapsing, incredible Project Veritas footage showing the total lies and hypocrisy of the media trying to cover it up, things that Trump didn't even do one millionth of. We have got this Islamicist connected to ISIS that's coming out, going and doing this massacre, probably because he's mad about bombings in Syria, and the media is trying to cover that up. It's just crazy. The wheels have come off the Biden administration. But I wanted to talk about some positive things. The globalists have burned themselves out. The globalists are people that sold out to evil and corruption. And the more extreme they get, the more extreme they get, the more extreme they get, and the more ridiculous the echo chambers they live in become, where they then think red-blooded, decent, hard-working people are the enemy because the force behind them needs to move us out of the way. Because that force wants to do horrible things to them, not just us. And that really is the entire spectrum, is that no one is a winner that serves this evil destiny. No one is a winner that goes along with this new world order. And so we saw Trump, who wasn't perfect, I'm not perfect, neither are you, but God sent a beachhead against the Chi-Coms, against the new world order, against the structure of our country. And Trump forcing the enemy out in the open, and you and I forcing the enemy out in the open and making them steal the election and making them flood the borders and have illegals waving Joe Biden flags. The video and photos are on InfoWars.com. Thousands of people wearing Joe Biden T-shirts. Then Biden saying, "Surge, come. And then breaking our border for the UN. As bad as all that is, that was going to be done when Hillary got in. But instead we saw somebody that tried to stop it and successfully did secure the border to a great extent. I mean, apprehensions were down over 90% by the end because they were up 300, 400% at first. People stopped coming. They sure as hell stopped smuggling kids. That is one of Trump's greatest solutions. You know, they said, "Oh, you didn't build the whole 2,500 miles. He did what the Border Patrol told him. They're good, hardworking people. That's a rough job." They put in 560-something miles where they asked for it. They said, "Sir, we don't need out in the middle of nowhere where nobody crosses on mountain ranges. I know you said we'll just build a whole wall. That seems smart, but those are walls, sir. You know, 100 miles of mountains. No, we need it here, and there." And they did it. Fentanyl was way down. All of it. Methamphetamine, all of it. Now, methamphetamine's double the amount. ICE reports, along with the DEA, 360+% increase in fentanyl seizures, even though they're not even enforcing. It's just pouring across. It's everywhere. I mean, folks, if you open a bag of that, accidentally breathe one grain, you're dead. You've got to be a serious heroin addict to even be able to. I mean, you put one grain in an ampule. I've gone and studied it, looked at how it's done, and read the FBI online stuff about it. Like a little, a whole vial full of, let's say, 10 shots you're going to take. I'm just hypothetically. You put one little grain in it and shake it up, and then you can take the equivalent of 10 doses of major heroin off one little grain. You could have a nice little spoon with a good little pile of heroin in it, to cook that down and inject that in your vein. You need 1 grain of fentanyl to produce, on average, 10 injections. And boy, if you accidentally get a little too much in there, you are deader than a doorknob. Deader than a hammer. And that's just fountains of that are shooting in. Oh, but we're worried 8 people got killed. And they're always demonizing cops. Cops are evil. Cops are Nazis. Cops are bad. This cop had a great career. Been on the force 20 years. Well, that force 11 years. Went in there, tried to stop the guy, pinned him down, got shot, killed himself. He didn't get killed. I mean, he got killed defending. And now we know his name. But normally, you heard about Black Lives Matter and Antifa shot dozens of police, many of them dead, shot citizens at checkpoints in the head. And you'd never even hear about it because the media, suppress that. These aren't liberals. These aren't even leftists. These are monsters that work for evil corporations that are at war with this country. Everything else we saw was simply preparatory phases of the attempted takeover of this nation. Now is the full assault on our currency, on our health, on our borders, on our dollar, on the pension funds, on everything. With a huge vertical integration. And I got to tell you, being in Connecticut, man, those people love wearing masks. They love submitting. And, I mean, I'm not saying I'm the best looking guy, and I burned the candle at both ends, so I got my own problems. But, man, these people didn't have a lick of spark in them. Right here in Texas, there's a fighting spirit still left. But Missouri, Arkansas, even areas of Minnesota, you know, Colorado's got its problems. It doesn't matter. Still, there's a lot of people that got a swing in their step. New York's got people with a swing in their step. Man, I went to Connecticut, and there were a bunch of people posing like they were elitist, and then a bunch of scared poor people. And you could see, man, that everybody's been pulled out of there. And they got a dark, evil force that's ruling over those people and absolutely enjoying it. And we just have to get away from this evil. All right. So there's the positive news, is this evil's going to burn itself out. The Chi-Coms, the Globals, they're already eating their own. Everything they do turns to crap. We just have to be connected to God, do the right thing, and not submit to them, and speak out and warn people about what they're doing, and they'll be brought to justice. Look at how the wheels are coming off of their vaccines and all the deaths are coming out. And people are refusing it. So they double down and say, in the UK, all medical workers must now have a shot. Well, that's illegal. And now they're going to try to say that here. And Oregon says we're going to wear masks permanently. And now England's saying it. It's a cult. And so you have to remember that the average leftist is a follower. And so you sit there and beat them over the head with the truth, they're not going to listen because they're already captured. They're already under Stockholm Syndrome. But you can be a leader, and you can stand up, and you can say no, and you can find other leaders. And together, we're that 3%, that 5%. Hell, there's more like 40% of the country or more that really gets what's happening. We just wake up one or two more people, and by wake them up, get them to get the spirit, it's over for the New World Order. And that's why they're launching their whole program now. They're behind schedule, they're in trouble, and it's going to be rough, and it's going to be terrible. But do you really think Charles Schumer, and do you really think Joe Biden, and do you really think the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Bill Gates, do you really think Prince Philip is going to end up ruling forever? These are pathetic people pretending they're in control. They've already lost. Those of us that are leaders, though, have to face them, have to press our will against them, and have to see the fight through, and then ask God for guidance and ask God for direction and say, God, I can't do it. I'm willing, but I need you to shine through me. I need you to come into me. I need you to lift me up if that is your will, and then hit your knees and prepare to get hit by the thunderbolt. Call straight ahead. Gimmerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Puppet in chief when he's not stumbling down or up Air Force One gantry. He's saying he wants to ban all semi-automatics and high-capacity magazines, which has been their goal all along. Remember back in the old days, he said, come on, man, we don't want your guns. But now he agrees with Beto O'Rourke, we're going to get all your guns because they're going to have all the bodyguards and you're going to have nothing. While, again, Obama and others shipped hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of guns into Mexico, into Syria. Never forget Fast and Furious. Here is the pretender-in-chief. Here is the fraudster-in-chief. Here is the frontman-in-chief. Here is the imposter, the stooge, the reanimated corpse. Here he is, Obama 2.0.
The Senate should immediately pass, let me say it again, the United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system. These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House. This is not, it should not be a partisan issue.
Oh, yeah.
This is an American issue. It will save lives, American lives. And we have to act. We should also ban assault weapons in the process. I'll have much more to say as we learn more, but I wanted to be clear. Those poor folks who died left behind families that leaves a big hole in their hearts. And we can save lives, increasing the background checks like they're supposed to occur, and eliminating assault weapons and the size of magazines. We don't know all the detail yet on that. But I'll be talking to you more later today or in the next couple of days about what else we know.
And there he is reading off a teleprompter. Well, what you know is that it's all on InfoWars.com. Everybody needs to share it. Leftist activist downplays identity of Muslim suspect after first calling him almost certainly white. There's a bunch of other articles on InfoWars.com dealing with it. And meanwhile, we've got Mitch McConnell saying H.R. 1 is a Democrat plan to take over all American elections. Well, wait a minute, Mitch McConnell. You said that the election wasn't stolen, even though there was evidence of that. Now there's a litmus test to say Biden's legitimate, despite the evidence. Day late and a dollar short, you rat commie bastard. All right, let's go to the calls now for the next hour and 25 minutes we have left in this live broadcast today. I appreciate Omar and Greg and Boris and Bill and Gerald and Brett and Camilo and Owen and Josh and Roger and David all holding. First up, holding the longest would be Owen in Massachusetts. Owen, thanks for calling today. While you still can call the show, we might be shut down soon. Whole country's going to hell. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I just want to preface this message with what Paul said in 1 Colossians, because it's kind of scary what I'm going to say. He said that the powers of darkness were defeated on the cross, and that is our only hope right now. Look, I had the FBI show up at my house. I have a TikTok account and Snapchat, and I basically preach the gospel on there. And I went into the vaccine. I'm very kind of nervous on this phone call, to be honest with you, because
it's okay. So the FBI is run by the Chinese now, and it's run by the globals. They're told just to come out and intimidate you. There's nothing to be afraid of. But they just want to make sure that they can get as much of that poison in the old people as possible. The average FBI agent doesn't know. They're just sent out to intimidate you. So why did the FBI come visit you? What did they say?
So I basically said that it was the mark of the beast and don't take
it. Well, it is the mark of the beast. So what were they asking? Son, are you planning something? Or I mean, what did they say to you?
Yeah, they said they referenced a bunch of old posts on my Instagram, like, oh, this was a threat. And it's called Luciferis. I'm not sure.
Well, sir, what they're doing is they're putting out a giant dragnet, and then you fit in some computer program a profile of what they're worried about. So I just wouldn't get freaked out about it. I'd become more vocal and go out and speak and just be confident. How old are you, Owen?
I'm 20. I've been listening to you since my freshman year of high school when I was 15.
And yeah, this is all just a dragnet of intimidation. So, I mean, obviously you told them, no, I'm not planning any threat. Like the children being smuggled in across the border being sold to sex slavery.
Yeah. I mean, because they have AI and it says, oh, mark of the beast, don't take the vaccine. And the very next morning there were four FBI agents at my door. And look, we're in a spiritual war. That's the only way to.
Yes, we are, and I appreciate your call, and God bless you, sir. I mean, I know a bunch of people. My medical doctor got visited by the FBI because she's a Trump supporter. And it was meant to embarrass her at the clinic she works at. They're all Trump supporters. They're all completely awake now. So this is not going to have the effect they think it is on us. This is all a foreign power, and China has taken us over. They have a puppet president. They've broken the southern border. They're smuggling tens of thousands of children a month. This is a criminal takeover, and the FBI has been ordered to suppress the American people to intimidate us so they can criminally finish the country off. And that's what's happening. And so I'm not even defending the FBI. I'm not attacking the FBI. They're errand boys. Just sent out. They've been ordered to go out and stop another Capitol event or stop another. And the FBI director says, oh, Antifa, there's no such thing as that. I mean, it's all just gaslighting. It's all a bunch of lawyers that already sold the country out. They're scared. They already got their hundreds of millions apiece at the top, billions, some of them. And they're just trying to secure and get a home in Switzerland or a home in New Zealand. They're all just rear guard action before the country goes down. So don't worry about them. It's going to be gone. It's going to be down soon, folks. There won't be any FBI agents. There'll be nothing. We'll be like Mexico, total failed state. Okay. I mean, it's the universities are gone. It's all over. But in a way, that's good. We're a satanic nation. So we're going under judgment. Okay, let's talk to Josh in Florida. Josh, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, Alex. So what I see going on is we're now entering the age of distraction, because how else do you confuse the people with a puppet president like Biden? You open up the borders. You talk about COVID. And I think this is going to lead to more shootings, more attacks, and another proxy war in the Middle East that will eventually lead to war and the next lockdown being the internet, which is now under UN control. ICANN is now under UN control.
That's right. That happened before Trump even got in. Obama signed it over. And yeah, we're here. We're under world government right now. This is the breaking of the nation.
Exactly. And part of a disinformation campaign is putting out so much information, even true information. And that's part of the problem with what Q was all about. It was a disinformation campaign that was just loaded with so much information. Nobody knew where to put their
And then they put dates on it to discredit real info on purpose. And people thought, like, well, Q exposed the New World Order. Why don't you talk about the Federal Reserve being private? I'm like, I covered it 27 years ago. Well, Q actually did that. Don't steal it from Q now. So it was newbies that we woke up had to be controlled by the Q movement and misdirected.
Yeah. So I see in the next 2 years an ISIS resurgence, maybe another proxy war or a hot war. And this is going to lead to cyber war, which is going to lead to the internet.
I agree. They're going to claim outside forces and we're going to bring down the internet. Just like we're having power outages, we're just going to learn to live in a third world country. I think you're dead on, brother.
Yeah, everybody needs to learn about ICANN and Iron Mountain, and they're the ones that issue your IP. They're the ones that control the domain name services. And if there's a problem with big tech, everybody needs to look to ICANN and start asking questions.
I totally agree. I mean, there are only a few domains that will even take Gab or InfoWars. Epic is the best. And they're trying to shut that down. You're absolutely right, people. We're so close to the total collapse of everything. And I'm not being negative about that. I'm just not going to lie to you. This is just an absolute new world order, world government takeover. It's not coming. We're here. It's 2021. We're in it now. It's here. And people ask what comes next. We've got a caller asking that question. I'll tell you what I think on the other side. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Friend those links. Download those sites.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Because I believe in you. And I believe that when you're faced with reality, you're going to get ready and do something about it. But, I mean, this is it. I mean, they just starved. They admit at the UN an extra 10.5 million people to death in the last year, shutting down the third world. I mean, they starved people to death in their damn houses that worked on farms and facilities supplying us with food. And when those things shut down, they just go starve to death at home. And the UN and the globalists run brutal regimes where they've got armed checkpoints at every corner street with the huts. And if somebody rebels or gets up, they just shoot them dead. So people just very solemnly go home and they starve to death with their children. And a lot of leftists will say, well, that's there's too many people. But then they tell you all day how much they love you. Look at her. Look at Psaki. She's a freaking vampire, man. Look at Ryan Stelter. Look at these people. They're a bunch of evil lawyers. Soulless scum. Of course, H.R. 1 is a Democrat plan to take over all American elections. Let's get that video, please, guys. And by the way, those are not Photoshop photos if you're looking at Kamala Harris and Biden. Those are real screenshots. These people are evil. And when I say they're not even physically ugly, it's that they're not real. Like when you see a mannequin or you see, like I say, plastic fruit, you know it's plastic fruit. No matter how good it is, no matter how fake it is, you look at it and you go, that's fake. You just know. And you look at them and you go, that's not normal. That's not normal. Look at Ryan Stelter. That's not normal. That's an enemy. That's the enemy. God, blag it. Yeah, here's, and then I'll go to your calls. Here's Mitch McConnell who said, if you don't agree the election was legitimate, you're basically a terrorist. You're bad. You're evil. Everybody should concede. Now he admits the truth about H.R. 1. Here it is.
The big item here in the Senate this week are the hearings on H.R. 1, the Democratic plan to take over all of American elections and centralize them here in Washington. It is replete with problems.
And they all think it's manly to be the quiet types and not talk and act real serious. These are nothing but knuckle-draggers that work for China. And I mean the Republican leadership as well. Ken Starr, all of them. They've been working for him forever. Hell, it was Nixon opened the whole damn thing up to begin with. Sold us down the river. And he got set up later. He meant well. All right, let's go to the next caller. Who's been holding the longest here? Is it Camilo? Is it CD? Is it Greg? What are they going to do next? Yeah, Greg, that's a good question. Go ahead and ask your question and give us your take. Greg in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Man, we're living the nightmare. We're in the middle of the world government takeover.
Man, I'm telling you, and I always say it, my hat's off to you for keeping everybody informed of what's going on out there and what's coming. I talk to people all over the world on a daily basis, a lot of countries. They all know what's happening. I will say this, though. The only people that don't mention anything about the vaccine or the globalist are my clients in the UK. These people seem to be really subdued. I don't know if they're afraid to talk on the phone or what the problem, but I talk to a guy 3-4 times a day in Australia. And, you know, for the last few months, these guys, they're all up to speed. The only people I talk to from China are their agents over here. I have not talked to many people, you know, in mainland China over the last several months. I just talked to their agents here. But South America and everything, of course, they know, you know, they know all about communism and things like that. But anyways, what my question is, what do you think is the next big plan, the real plan that's going on? Now they got this COVID thing, and I almost think that of course, it's smoke and mirrors. And I know when the World Bank issued those bonds a couple years ago, the only way that those bonds were not going to be payable is if there was a pandemic. And, of course, the pandemic came with it.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. I totally forgot that the U.N. issued pandemic bonds. Massive, was it $50 million or some ridiculous number because it got leveraged. And then if there was a pandemic, they didn't have to pay, and they had like a month. Oh, I meant to cover that. Yeah. Refresh my memory. That came out about a month ago. Tell folks about that.
Well, what happened is they get countries. There's countries that invest in...
Sure, their health system invests in that, hoping the U.N. will help them, when all the U.N. is a conduit of Big Pharma. And then right before the money was due to be paid to them, they launched a pandemic. Incredible.
Absolutely. And so nobody got paid. Well, except the guys that took the initial money in for the bond.
Yeah, what was the exact headline? I saw that 6 months ago, a month ago. I meant to cover it. It was U.N. declared pandemic 1 month before they had to reimburse countries. Or what was the headline?
Correct. It was about a month when they came out with it, but it was in the works. You know, as far what I what no, I, know.
I read the article. It was like in the Australian news. Wow. Yeah, guys, pull that up if you can find it. That's why we love to take calls, because there's so much stuff we forget about or don't know about. And isn't that amazing that it wasn't even a technical pandemic? They just called it a pandemic because a pandemic is supposed to have a certain amount of death. It doesn't. Pandemic bonds. What the WHO declaration means for investors. Yeah, the Motley Fool did not pay it. A great point, brother. What do you think they're going to pull next? I mean, I've got my view. What's your view? You're a smart guy.
Here's what I think. You know, from what I know and, you know, some people I talk to, some large bankers around there, not the big guys, but, you know, I gather that, you know, I really believe, and this has to do a lot with faith as well. You have to have faith that what's going on now is a big dog and pony show. on a big level.
Oh yeah, it's a distraction from all the other stuff they're doing.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you know, coming out with robot, you know, this kind of technology and these clones and all that. Well, they've had that for some time. But what's really going on, you know what, Alex, I think it all boils down to currency. Okay, it all boils down to wealth. These people, you know, these...
You said
these,
it. China's produced more billionaires in the last year than all other billionaires produced in the last year. The big techs consolidated power. This is economic warfare, bringing in their control grid and tightening down the screws all at the same time.
Absolutely. And I believe this, that the guys, that the countries, they're allowing these countries to create wealth. That's what I think the big picture is. They're allowing China to do this.
Oh, they've totally chosen China with the one side. Exactly, because that's where their investments are. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, let me tell you something real quick, okay? As far as this stuff with the Keystone closing down our pipeline and Warren Buffett with his railway system getting paid, you know, with his big contract coming up to get paid billions of dollars to transport the oil down from Canada, et cetera, et cetera. Several years ago, Rolls-Royce did a huge contract to build these special machines to go out. They would go out from the shore, from the mainland shoreline, out in the ocean. China has so many offshore wells right now drilling oil. It's, and you know, this is never, you'll never hear about it. But you know, I do business. Like I said, I do all kinds of business around the world, and they,
you're dead right. They have totally taken over. They've set it where you can only do business in China, and now they're going to shut down the rest of our plants. It'll be impossible here. We are literally being conquered. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Anything else, Greg? He's gone. We have such smart callers. I'm going to start the fourth hour. I'm going to host a full fourth hour. I'm going to get to every caller that's on the board. I'm going to try to move quicker, but these are great callers, so I'm going to get to all of you. Separately, I'm not funded by Rolls-Royce or Ted Turner or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or George Soros or any of them. I could be. I could roll over real fast. I'm not doing it. I physically can't do it. Put a gun in my head. I'm doing it. But I'm only here because of you. So thanks for the support. We got great products you already need. They're moving against everybody right now. As much capital as I get in their coffers to operate in the future would be great. But it's all up to God, and I know God's going to move you. If you want to support us, please do it. InfoWarsStore.com, and we have this new big sale that's running right now. It's the mega blowout sale of all these different bestsellers. We've already sold out of VasoBeats and Alpha Power. Now we're selling out of Prostaguard, Dr. Jones Naturals, toothpaste with the activated charcoal, the mouthwash, the Cabachil, Extra Strength, Regular Strength, and all Emmerich's Essentials. That's the deodorant, the shampoo, the body wash, all of it. And, of course, BrainForce Plus is not selling out. Got a big shipment of that. Great nootropic, great brain focus, 50% off free shipping, all of that and more. Get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film. I want to thank you all, but whatever you do, please pray for InfoWars and Global Awakening. And please share the live links and shows. That is what bypasses essential. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.